everyday life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Let me tell you about the Anglican Church of the Holy Spirit. We are a conservative, Bible-believing church where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Amen. The secret things belong to the Lord. That which is revealed belongs to us. What does it say? Believe. Amen. Just believe that I'm going to do it. Amen. Get around other people that believe. Amen. Amen. Even if they believe in for something little, just get around people that talk faith. Amen. That believe God, that trust God. Amen. Here's some testimonies. Exercise your faith. Get your faith built up. Starve your doubts. Amen. Stop talking certain ways. Amen. You talk faith out of this side and unbelief out of that side, and you kill everything. Amen. 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 Hebrews 11 and 3 says that through faith we understand. Amen. That's the law of first reference in Genesis. Through faith we understand. You're not going to understand a whole lot except through faith. Amen. See, when you believe first, Lord, you know, I've been reading this chapter for a long time and I don't seem to have understanding, but Lord, I believe you're going to open up my understanding. Amen. Simple as that. And after a while, I go back to it and say, reading the same verse, and all of a sudden, I never saw that like that before. Why? Understanding comes after. Amen. See, God didn't hide stuff from you. He hid it for you. Amen. So that anybody can't just stumble over it. Amen. Only one's going to get it, the one that believe. Amen. You got a lot of people that know the Greek and the Hebrew and all that. They don't understand the Bible, though. Amen. They don't even believe that Jesus is, you know, rose from the dead. So let's establish that. Now, to truly move in authority, somebody say, I must first have peace. You ain't moving in authority when you loud and anxious and angry. That anger will fool you. You think you moving in authority because you got mad and somebody got scared of you. That was the flesh. And the flesh can only produce flesh. And that whatever it is that you did ain't going to last. Because it was of the flesh. When Jesus was on that boat and the storm was raging and the disciples were panicking, had he left it to them, they would have sunk. Because what they were releasing out of their spirit was in agreement with the storm. And you hear people talk about conditions in their body. Well, it's just getting worser and worser. Well, yeah, it is going to get worse. Because you're in agreement with it getting worse. Get out of agreement with it. Get in agreement with what the word says about that condition. That condition has no right in your body. Don't you know that the word of God will quicken your mortal body? This thing. In other words, we ain't talking about jerking. You know, It might make you jerk too. But it will quicken your mortal body. It will give life to your body. Amen. Tell somebody it's time for some reverse aging. Amen. Come on, you got to reverse some things. Amen. But it got to start in your mind. Amen. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The renewed mind is the mind that understands because it believes.
Amen.
The old mind is the mind that has to understand first.
Amen.
Well, you on lock right where you are,
because
ain't nothing happening.
Amen.
But when you believe first, that's the renewed mind.
Amen.
That's that gives God opportunity to renew you, to advance you, to increase you, to enlarge you. Okay. Rest. We talk about peace. Rest, they're not synonymous, but they're in the same category. Rest always precedes rule.
Amen.
You see how different it is in the world?
Amen.
Folk beyond you. You know, somebody that's ruling over you, they be on you. They be on you like white or rice. You know, oppressing you, micromanaging you, you know, controlling you. That is not God's way.
Amen.
That is not the way the kingdom works.
Amen.
Are you hearing?
Yes.
You may be the best manager out in the world, but you can't bring that same principle into God's kingdom because it doesn't operate like that.
Amen.
Jesus said the princes of the Gentiles exercise authority over them.
Amen.
But he said, it shall not be like that among you. As a matter of fact, the greatest among you shall be like the lesser.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
The greatest among you shall be like the younger.
Amen.
The one that says the less.
Amen.
Amen. So we got to flip that script. So power or rest always goes before rule. I'm talking about God's rulership. Not in the world. Now remember, we're not conformed to the world. I'm showing you how to release the Zoe life. Because there's a whole lot of life you don't have to strive for. It's yours already. You just have to open up the floodgate. Amen. But it's going to require you trusting God.
Amen.
I said it's going to require you trusting God and Him alone.
Amen.
To truly move in authority, you have to first have peace. That's what the word says, blessed are the peacemakers. Not the one that's compromising everything.
Amen.
No, you just don't want no trouble. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the peacemaker, the one that is a carrier of peace. Rest precedes rule. Peace always precedes power. Peace precedes power. I'm talking about the peace that God. See, God is never anxious over anything.
Amen.
We never saw Jesus anxious over anything.
Amen.
Amen. The power we're talking about here, the peace that we're talking about is kingdom. We're establishing and are a part of a kingdom that is not of the world.
Amen.
Come on. Somebody going to get this Zoe life.
Amen.
Somebody realize, you know, they're going, you know, how could I have missed this all this time?
Amen.
It was mine all the time.
Amen.
And I just didn't know it.
Amen.
You didn't know how to access it.
Amen.
But you've been carrying it.
Amen.
And the devil been have you on a wild goose chase trying to get it another way. And it's not so. You know, we've had so much go through the body of Christ. You know, it almost became a business. You know, and all the principle stuff. See, it's one thing for God to teach you principles, and it's good to know principle, but your principles aren't of much value if you learn those principles without embracing the person.
Amen.
And so now you just got a bunch of formulas.
Amen.
And you're producing something, but he's not in it. You're just going and you're doing and doing. That's legalistic stuff. And you're missing the whole point of the Zoe life. Because what you want God permeating everything you're in.
Yeah.
That's what makes it the Zoe life. I don't want the life outside of him.
Amen.
You don't want a brand new car, you got to get it by hook and crook.
Amen.
And God ain't riding in it with you.
Amen.
Are you? No, you want God to, that's what it is. You want God to permeate everything. Now, I mentioned this last week. Gifts that you have, we got gifted folk. The body of Christ is full of gifted people. Your gift cost you nothing. It was a gift. It was a gift. It is a gift to you. But the presence is expensive. Okay, your gift, you can operate your gift and gift. It's God, hey, God says, hey, enjoy it. It's yours. But the presence, you want the presence. Oh, you want the presence too. Really? Okay, I'll tell you what you do here. You got to live life the way I instruct you to live it.
Amen.
Not the way you came up. Not the way you see other people live it.
Amen.
But the way that I instruct you. In other words, God says you want a good measure of Zoe life. I got to get into your steps. I can't just meet you on Sunday and then you take care of everything till next Sunday. And you know, everything is okay, everything's cool, and then you want Zoe life. No, if you want Zoe life, then I got to get in your steps. I got to start ordering steps. I got to get into your thinking. In other words, you don't have just wayward thoughts all the time. I get into your thinking. I start ordering your thoughts.
Amen.
Tell somebody it's expensive.
Amen.
It'll cost you time. It ain't hard. It's just expensive.
Amen.
Tell somebody I can afford it.
Amen.
See, sometimes you got to get off the world.
Amen.
Tell the world, stop. I'm getting off right here.
Amen.
Y'all moving too fast. You're doing too much. It's too confused.
Amen.
I'm out. You get in your own world. That's what Eden was. It was the atmosphere of heaven that came to the earth. And the first thing given to Adam was presence. Law of first reference. That was the first thing God gave to the man, was his presence. That means something to us. The presence. Elder said it in exhorting us. He said, Moses said, Lord, if you don't go with us, if your presence doesn't go, don't send us. How will the world know that we're your people except that you are with us?
Amen.
We do not have true victory from our emotions. Nor from our intellect.
Amen.
Not true victory. Jesus rebuked that storm. The disciples were panicking and just bringing on more flood water. They were crying out and it started raining harder. But when Jesus rose, always take note of how he rose up. Not in a frenzy of anything, but in perfect calm. He rose up from his, first of all, how could he be asleep? Sound asleep on a pillow in the back of the boat, except he had total trust in his Father. He wasn't studying no storm coming up.
Amen.
Amen. He wasn't studying, you know, what was happening, and I'm sure he could perceive things. He wasn't concerned about what they would encounter on the other side. He was asleep. Trust. When he rose, he didn't panic. He simply, the peace that was in him came out in the form of words. Peace be still.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on